Back to the intro, figure out why that verse didn't match. You'll hear me carry that one out.
Thank you, praise team. Grab my Bible out here. Got to unlock it, because I lock my Bible up. Don't you? It's precious. Oh, what about those horns this morning? Wake up call, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, my wife always teases me. She says that I could, the first 3 hours of my sleep, there could be a marching band go through our room and I wouldn't hear it. But there's some wake-up calls you can't miss, you know. Those horns are pretty loud. Of course, child screaming, dad, or a baby puking. These are also things that that will wake you up. Some people are telling me that Charlie Kirk's death is a wake-up call. I hope it is. Jesus... Charlie Kirk talked about Jesus a lot. I don't know about everything he said. I didn't watch the man on a regular basis, but I know that a lot of things that I saw on the internet, of course, the things I see on the internet is different than your internet, right? Algorithms affect the way you see the internet. So the things I saw on the internet of him was talking about things like abortion is wrong. Well, I agree with him. Sexual identity is not does not determine who you are. These things, they're straight out of the Bible. And so I agree with them, but I'm worried that some people are waking up to the wrong things, like anger and vengeance instead of Jesus. But in the scriptures, the wake-up call that God used was built into Leviticus. And throughout the rest of your scriptures is the blasting of the trumpet. And when you read throughout your scriptures about the trumpet sounding, it's not a brass instrument you're supposed to be thinking of. It's supposed to be the horn. And so today, this week, we have coming up the Festival of the Trumpets, also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Now, as Christians, we don't celebrate this, but it's in the scriptures. Jesus would have celebrated this, and it is something that can speak to us today, even if we don't celebrate it regularly ourselves. And it speaks to us. So that's where we're going to be today. It starts tomorrow night. Because their days are evening and then mornings. So it starts tomorrow night. And so we're going to start. And where else are we going to start? But in the scriptures, right? So Leviticus 23 through 25. And if you are able, let's stand in reading of the Word of God. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blast. Do no regular work, but present a food offering to the Lord. So let's pause for prayer before we go any further. Father God, we praise you today. Lord, we thank you for your trumpet blast, the wake-up call that it is calling us to. Lord, I pray that our hearts and mind would hear what you'd have us to hear right now, as if a trumpet were blasting in our souls, that we may listen to you, obey, and fear your commandments. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. So originally this day, it was called the Yom Teruah. Teruah, that's a word that means the shofar blasting, or a wake-up call or a cry to war. It's that blast of the trumpet. And God told his people on the first day of the seventh month, the month of Tishri, to don't do any regular work, which means it was a Sabbath. It means they were to blow the trumpet in memorial. They were to gather for worship. They were to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Today, it's called the head of the new year, the head of the year. And it's like how you can have a, even though it's the seventh month, you have a calendar year, you can have a fiscal year, you can have a school year, you can have a, and all that happens at the same time. The same people, different calendars. So this is the head of the, this is the head of the year for them. And they celebrate today with two-day celebrations. Originally, it's just one. In Leviticus, it's just one day. But then as they begin to spread out and be taken in captivities, and they made it into two to make sure everyone got to celebrate it. Ensure that everyone got to practice community. Everyone got to practice the rest. And so the shofar, the alarm of God, was to blast, and it was blown 100 times. You thought the little bit I played up there was a lot. It's 100 times during the Rosh Hashanah service. And it comes in three main patterns, which you heard today as we were opening. And if you're listening online, you can go just look up Rosh Hashanah patterns. It'll come up on YouTube. Tekiah, a long, steady blast, proclaiming the king. Shavarim, three welling sounds expressing sorrow and repentance. And Teruah, 9 rapid bursts like an urgent alarm. And this is God's emergency alert system. Emergency alert system for the soul. Wake up, examine your heart. Return to the Lord. Also on this day, they pass what's called Tishlik, which is the casting away of sins. And they'll write their sins down and go to a flowing body of river, water, and they'll throw bits of bread into the water to represent God's carrying their sins away. God takes it away. This is based on Micah 7:19, which says, "You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea." That's a powerful visual, isn't it? Gone, out of sight. Tishlik. Then they also read scriptures on these 2 days. Day one, they read Genesis 21, which we just finished if you're on Tuesday nights with me. That's the birth of Isaac. And 1 Samuel 1, the birth of Samuel. Both remind Israel that God hears prayers and is faithful to his promises. Day two, they read Genesis chapter 22, which is Abraham's near offering, near sacrifice of Isaac. And then they read Jeremiah 31, which is God's unending love. The ram is in Genesis 22 connected directly with the shofar. And so they do this ceremony, and it happens every year. And it would have been something that Jesus would have celebrated. And it's all good information. That's fascinating. Some of you are like, well, that's interesting. But what does it matter to me? I'm not going to go celebrate it tomorrow night. I'm definitely not blowing that ram's horn again. Some of you are thinking that. I can hear it. We're not under the Mosaic covenant. So there are three main takeaways that I wanted to point out from this. One, Christ is our rest. They're to take a day of rest. Rosh Hashanah was a Sabbath. No regular work was to be done. Which means if you work with your hands, rest with your mind. If you work with your mind, rest with your hands. In Hebrews chapter 4, it says that Jesus is our Sabbath. He's our Sabbath rest. We don't rest one day out of the year. We rest daily in the finished work of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. But not just our rest, he's our sacrifice. The ram in Genesis 22 points to the Lamb of God. We don't symbolically throw our sins in the water. We believe that Jesus has washed them away through the blood on the cross. Jesus, who was fully God, became fully man and fully God at the same time, came to earth, was born, lived, preached, taught, laughed, loved, was crucified, innocent. Take away the yoke of slavery that we are bound to because of sin and death. Jesus has washed them away. As Psalms 103 says, he has removed them as far as the east is from the west. The Spirit is also our daily wake-up call. I turn to Romans 13, 11 through 14. It says, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost there. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not carousing, drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, debauchery, not in dissension or in jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. We don't have to wait for a trumpet to blast to remind us to repent, to remind us to get right with the Lord, to remind us to wake us up. That is the Holy Spirit convicting you every day. The Holy Spirit, he says, he's come to rest upon us, to guide us, to counsel us, to lead the way, to anoint us as his holy priest. Yes, you, not just me, you. But we are waiting for a trumpet, aren't we? The last trumpet, when Christ returns and the last trumpet sounds. See 1 Corinthians 15. Now, as Christians, we're to have not just Rosh Hashanah sometimes, not just to have a New Year day. It's supposed to be a mindset that's there with us, where we don't just keep the feast once a day. It's something that speaks to us always. As we examine our hearts, we examine our lives, we examine whether or not we're living for Him. Not fear, but in His grace. So we examine our hearts in His grace. Not out of condemnation. Oh, woe is me. But let me become more like the one I want to become. Let me put that in other terms. The statistics are showing that most of you in this room are dieting. So, if you are going to diet and you're just kicking yourself every time you break your diet, oh no, I can't have that French fry. I'm so stupid. I just keep eating these things. You're not going to get anywhere. But if you set the goals and you eat towards those goals, then we may see progress. If we're examining our hearts and we're just kicking ourselves all the time, you're not going to make progress. But if we have the goal of becoming more like Christ and we write those goals out and we see those goals in the scriptures as we read them and we work towards those goals little by little, and yes, there'll be setbacks and plateaus, but we work towards them, we'll see progress. That's called sanctification in the big books. We work towards them to one day be glorified with Him in the dwelling place He has come and made for us. So we examine our hearts. We recommit ourselves. As that was a wake-up call, the Rosh Hashanah was a wake-up call. We don't have to wait till January 1st. Some of you are like, well, on January 1st, I'm going to start my... We don't have to wait till the 1st. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till, oh, well, when I wake up in the morning. Right now begins your moment of recommitment to God and His ways. Right now, the trumpet has blast. Jesus is there. We live with it, the mindset in our hearts. We rejoice in the King. Because it wasn't just a wake-up call, it was a celebration. It was a celebration of Jesus as Lord. Celebration as God on the throne. It was celebration that crowned God as King. Now we know the King. We know the King of Kings. That's Jesus Christ. And the King is coming. The King is coming. Now can you imagine being in Israel and you hear that ram's horn? Pausing in your work for a day. Some of you, that's really hard. Your eyes look towards the temple. Now imagine when the last trumpet sounds and Christ descends. Can we sleep through that? So here's the takeaway, right? Here's your next step. If you have grown spiritually sleepy, wake up. Renew yourself. If sin has been weighing on your heart, Remember, in Christ, it's been cast as far as the east is from the west. It's been thrown into the depths of the sea. You're broken from the slavery of sin. You don't have to follow its will. And it's gone, not just for a minute when you're praying in church, but it's gone forever. Because he's come to wash it white as snow. Praise God, amen. Now, if you've never bowed your heart to the King, we use the shorthand of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you look in your Bible, you're not going to find that. That shorthand. Because we're called to accept Him, that we need His help. We can't do this on our own. He needs to forgive us. He's our Savior. He's the one who breaks the chains. He's the one. And He's our King. He's our Lord. He's our Master. We do the will of the Father. We follow after Jesus. So we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Shorthand. And if you've never bowed to Him as King, today's the day. Maybe you did it once and you've got some things in your life, some other deities in your life that you've been bowing to instead. Because sometimes life is like that, right? You need to put those gods to rest and bow to Jesus. And we don't call things gods anymore. We call them things like money and comfort and sex and your variable unknown, also known as X. So far, it called Israel to prepare to meet God. And the Spirit is calling us to walk daily, ready to meet with God. What a blessing Rosh Hashanah is. What a blessing it is. And we're called to meet with Him until that final trumpet sounds. And we're ready to meet Him face to face.